I can't even begin to describe how when I get an idea of something to talk about here, I get nervous and then I start wondering, like, do people even care about what I have to say? And then I go to my analytics just now to see who has listened to my most recent episode, and it had 3,500 listens, which is it's very like flattering, it's humbling. It's really crazy to think that that many people or that it was listened to that many times. And I hope that what I had to say was helpful to people. I can't imagine why they would have listened or I would have gotten the listen, because I think you have to listen for like a certain amount of time for that to be like credited to my analytics so that I can see it. So thank you for caring. I really appreciate it. I've had a lot of people ask me when I was going to do another episode, and I didn't like announce like post anything about the second one that I did. And it was just something that came to my mind at the time. And I was like, I'm going to talk about, depression. And then I started thinking, like, wow, what a like dark way to, I mean, yeah, it's I rounded about in a positive way, but overall, it's kind of like a very serious side to me, and I am so not a serious person. I'm a goofball and like super weird, and I just it I've just had so many like personal changes in the past year that I year and a half, I guess, that I thought was important to share. And now I'm like, okay, well, how do I kind of break away from that and show a little bit more that isn't just about the dark side of just mental health and sobriety and stuff. And it's like, that's so not all of who I am. There's so much more to me than that. But I, about a year and a half ago, I found a new foundation, and that allowed me to find out who I am based on, just who I am fully without any kind of outside influence. And it's been a really cool journey, but there's just so much more to me than that. And I think that's the part of me that I'm nervous about sharing, because I've had a job on Instagram essentially for the past 10 years. I was 26 when we got married and I started my first Etsy shop. So essentially, I've been making my living through Instagram for 10 years now. And if you really think about it, there's not much about me that you can find on my Instagram. And I'm very like particular about the things that I share, and not so much in a curated way, but in a way of like when I'm somewhere, I don't post until I leave. Not because I think people are like gonna come find me, but because I don't know, I just didn't want, I was hiding myself from, I had gained a lot of weight. I was really uncomfortable with how I looked. And I think it was a not a good decision on my part because it gave me terrible social anxiety. And having social anxiety is such a big part of who I have been the past 10 years of my life. And I have decided over the last 6 months that I'm breaking out of that shell and making some major changes. I'll never forget the first time that I saw a photo of myself. It was probably, maybe it had to have been before I had my son. So, or I'm sorry, after I had my son, maybe like 3 years ago, I had lost baby weight, but then gained my baby weight back plus an extra 30 pounds. So it was the highest weight I had ever been. And my friend sent me a picture of me behind the scenes at a wedding, and my jaw dropped. It was the wildest thing I had ever seen. I didn't even recognize myself. And so I think we, I don't know if this is possible, but when we look in the mirror, I swear we see a different version of ourselves than other people do. Because when I saw photos of myself behind the scenes, I'm like, wow, that is not the person that I see when I look in the mirror. And it made me so sad. It totally made me hide. And when I think about it, there's always those memes or TikToks floating around that are like, take the picture. The pictures are always of the dad. Like, what happens if something happens to you one day and you're not in any photos with your child? Well, I'm not in a single photo with my child from the ages of 1 to almost 0 to almost 5 because I hid from the camera for his whole life. And there are some when I was first like postpartum, I had these like beautiful hair extensions. I was feeling myself because I had just lost the baby weight and I had this cute baby on my hip and I thought I was dressed really cute. And when I look back at those photos from 2019, I'm like, oh my God, I was so cute. And then I look at the photos of 2020 and it's like a completely different person. And it happened fast. Like, I gained the weight really rapidly and I can't help but, you know, relate the fact that it was also the time when I was drinking and smoking the most that I ever had in my life. And that leads to eating and not taking care of myself, not drinking water, all those things. So, you know, all of those lifestyle choices were kind of catching up with me. Then I had a job where I could be very sedentary and then my body would get really tired. So basically I was not taking care of myself, as I had mentioned in my previous episode, but hiding from the camera when you're a photographer is crazy because, I mean, if you follow any photographers on Instagram, they are always taking photos of themselves. They are doing so many photo shoots. They are taking photos with their kids. They're taking headshots. They're doing photos with their husband. They're doing the romantic shoot. They're taking their own selfies. They're, you know, doing birthday photos every year. They're taking photos with their farms. Like, they're all photographers are always taking photos of themselves, unless they're like, you know, a newborn photographer or whatever. But I just found myself hiding. And I can never look back now and have photos of myself with my family from the age we took family photos when Ford was 1 and just 1 shoot. And then we didn't do them again until this past August. So 6 months ago. So I went 4.5 years without taking family photos. And that just makes me so sad to think about because I was so nerve-wracked trying to think of, you know, when I would do them and when I would take those photos and actually enjoy looking at them. So last summer, this was right after that I started going to Pilates and working on my mental health, my body and everything. And I was in a good place and I was like, all right, I'm going to book the photo shoot. And I was taking photos of a client friend of mine. And she has another friend who's a local photographer. And she's like, oh, I love working with her. Like, you should have her take your photos. She always has last minute openings. So I booked family photos on like a Monday and we took them on a Thursday. So I just wanted to like rip the Band-Aid off and go for it. And I ended up liking how I looked in basically every photo. And of course I can tell that she did a little Photoshop magic. Like, I just, as a photographer, I can tell, but it was so subtle and it was just enough to really boost my ego. And we now have those photos framed all over our house. And so then 2 months later, I took another photo shoot with just my son. It was for my birthday was in September and his was in October. So we did photos like right in the middle with some alpacas. I rented alpacas. I had another local photographer take our photos and those were really beautiful. And then we took family Christmas photos and I'm like, who am I? I freaking love this. It's so fun. And if there's photos that I don't like of myself, I don't have to do anything with them. But a lot of the time it is either the photographer's angles or the angles that I give the photographer. And luckily I do know how to hold myself in front of a camera because I tell people what to do all the time. And I'm their biggest coach and cheerleader when we're taking photos. And I'm always telling them like, you look so good. This looks great. And I don't really do the whole like, yes, girl, get it. Like, that's not who I am. I'm so not that vibe of a person, but I do really reinforce that they look good and that can boost their ego and make them feel so much better in the moment. And it felt really good knowing that I had kind of broken the seal and gotten it out of the way. And now I'm like, wow, why did I wait so long? And of course there's angles where I'm like, damn, I don't look, I don't like how I look in that photo. But again, like, it doesn't really matter because they're giving me a bunch of photos. I only am going to frame, you know, a handful of them. And then I have these memories forever. And so what I've done with every shoot so far is put them in an album that I could look back through. So I made an album with our family photos from August. I made, I think I still need to make an album of the most recent ones, but those were a little bit shorter sessions. So I'm going to put those together in an album and just keep making coffee table books. And I do not care how much it costs. I do not care if nobody ever sees them. One day my son and hopefully my other children, if I have other kids, will look at these photos and be like, oh my gosh, look, my mom and me were cuddling. Look, we like played with these alpacas during photos. Look at these memories with my daddy. Like that's, I love looking back at old photos from my family and Matt's family. And now we have something that we can give them. And I mean, you, unless you have a really bad experience with someone, you will never regret taking the photos. So tomorrow I'm doing something that's super duper out of my comfort zone. I am taking headshots in my own studio with another photographer, Christina. She lives in Napa and she reached out and she's like, hey, I love your studio. You want to do a headshot swap? So we're going to take each other's headshots. And she mentioned that she was going to get her makeup done. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get mine done too. And so tomorrow I'm going to go in the morning and I'm going to go to my friend Christine does makeup and I'm going to go get my makeup done by Christine in the morning. And I am really looking forward to it. And I think we're going to have so much fun taking photos together. I have no idea what I'm going to wear. And I have no idea what we're really going to do, but I have some inspiration pulled. And I really am excited about this new chapter of not being scared to be in front of the camera and not being so damn hard on myself. And also being able to look at myself and be like, wow, look how far you've come since 6 months ago. This is a celebration of that. And so I'm about to be doing this shit every 3 months, you guys. Like, even if I get one good shot out of it, that's like a different era of my life and it's a milestone. And so at this point, I will be 40 pounds less than I was when I took the initial photos in August. And I really look forward to like celebrating that and not being super hard on myself and really having fun with it and getting loose with a photographer that is really trustworthy. And she seems really fun. And I think our vibes are very different. I think she's like an ultimate hype woman and I'm like super chill, kind of more laid back and bubbly. And I think it's going to be a really good experience for me so that I can start practicing what I preach and putting myself in the position that my clients are in, because it's a very uncomfortable one. And I know that. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to be able to see beyond the simplicity of taking photos and being nervous about it and actually being able to celebrate like the stage of life that I'm in, and that my kid is going to have some really nice photos of me when he's older. Like, what old lady doesn't want to look back and be like, wow, I looked so good when I was 36, you know, I'll be 70 one day, like, damn girl. So I was just thinking about that and thought that that was just being a photographer and knowing what can happen in post-production and still being nervous to take photos. So if you have ever thought you were nervous about taking photos, like, trust me, I get it. And you are absolutely justified in being nervous, but just know that your photographer always has your back or should have your back if you're with the right person, and they'll take care of you. And their goal is to make sure that you feel good in the photos that you see. And you also have to be able to see the photos for yourself and who you are and what you're doing in the photos. That's like, self-awareness is very important too. And I know that when I look at a photo and I'm like, oh, I really don't like how I look in that, that's not a reflection of the photographer. That's a reflection of my own self-image and self-worth. And speaking of self-worth, it is 6:28 PM. My therapy session starts in 2 minutes. So this is my warm up for that, I think. So now I have to go. Thank you so much for listening, and go take the photos. I promise you will not regret it.